You've been in New York for a few weeks. How are you adjusting? What are your thoughts on the atmosphere so far?
I love it here. You know, our fans are great. The organization has been awesome. I'm starting to get settled in now to the area, to the team, to the schedule. You know, the teammates and the guys in this locker room are great. You know, they really get it. They play for one another. They play really hard. The coaching staff has come up with great game plans every week, and we've had a great opportunity to win a lot of games, and hopefully that winning streak continues this week. That'd be nice.
Is your family still out there?
My family comes in Friday. We got a big, we got a very, very big crew coming in for this game, and it'll be fun. You know, it's gonna be exciting to see. You know, there's gonna be a lot of guys, you know, trying to talk to me or give me a hug or see me before the game, and I have a lot of respect for them, like they have for me, and. It's going to be fun to see all those guys, but at the end of the day, I hope we win, and I hope we win and end up making a playoff run. That's what it comes down to.
Is your family going to hang around, or are they going back to Chicago?
They'll hang out for a little bit, obviously for the holidays, but I just don't want to interrupt my kids' routine. They have swim lessons. They have activities that they're involved in, and, for them, it's easier back in Chicago right now than it would be here, so... it's great because I get to focus on football. I get to see them. And, you know, it's just one of those things that when you're rooted somewhere for so long that this is just part of what the National Football League brings. So you get cut late in camp. You're waiting for the right opportunity. And this has been amazing to play for the Giants organization and get this opportunity with these guys in the locker room.
Took a lot of the NFL by surprise when the Bears let you go. Did it
surprise you? Oh, yeah. I mean, I didn't see it coming. Obviously, they cut me the 9 o'clock at night on Sunday right before the first week.
Yeah.
We never had conversations, obviously, about that. I was preparing to play the Houston Texans, but they made a decision that my performance wasn't what they were looking for. And, you know, that's decisions that organizations get to make. So for me, I'm just excited to be in this locker room with a great group of guys, getting a chance to do what one I love to do and do it to the best of my abilities and help the team win.
John Fox said it was really difficult to release you. Now, you didn't spend that long under the John Fox Chicago Bears. What's your thoughts on him as a coach?
Oh, he's a great coach. You know, obviously he's got a long list of wins under his belt. He's coached teams to Super Bowls. There's tough decisions that get made all the time, you know, and they made decisions that they needed to make their team better. And it just is something that they did. I'm not mad about it. I'm not upset about it. You know, I had a great run there, and I hope we have a better run here Sunday than they do. And realistically, like I was talking to Coach McAdoo at practice, what do I have to be upset about? You know, I mean, I got to play for one team for 11 years with a lot of great teammates, with a lot of great memories. I mean, they made a decision. I'm really happy here. I love being a Giant. I love being in the Giants organization. I have a lot of respect for the guys that are going to be across from me playing. So hopefully we come out with a win.